Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Georgia Democrats are calling on Secretary of State Brian Kemp to resign from his job as the state's top elections supervisor to avoid a conflict of interest while running for governor. The AJC reports that Democratic Party of Georgia Chairman DeBose Porter has criticized Kemp for drawing a full-time state salary during his campaign against Stacey Abrams. But Kemp has said that he won't step down, saying elections protocol puts the burden on county officials to count and process the voting totals. Meanwhile, both candidates are busy on the campaign trail. Democratic nominee for Governor Stacey Abrams says fully funding the state's education formula isn't enough to fix Georgia schools. As GPB Stephen Fowler reports, it's part of her new education policy.
Abrams says a top priority is focusing on the whole child, which means boosting funding for services outside the classroom like mental health and nutrition. Another goal is to ensure all school districts in Georgia have access to resources by updating the state's education funding formula.
You should not have to have a degree in cartography in Georgia to get your children a good education. And I intend to be the governor who says that no matter what your school district, your education is yours.
Changing the funding formula is also part of Republican gubernatorial nominee Brian Kemp's platform. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Federal prosecutors say a top aide to former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed accepted bribes from a city vendor. In a court filing yesterday, prosecutors charged Katrina Taylor Parks with conspiracy to commit bribery. Taylor Parks served as deputy chief of staff for Reed. She also briefly served under current mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. In a statement to WSB, Lance Bottoms said that, quote, these unfortunate developments stand in stark contrast to Taylor Parks' reputation as an effective and experienced City Hall executive. The statement goes on to say that our administration has been steadfast in its commitment to create extraordinary and innovative new transparency safeguards. The U.S. Attorney's Office says that Taylor Parks is expected to plead guilty on Monday. The Atlanta City Council is considering safety regulations as the popularity of motorized shareable scooters continues to grow. According to WSB, Councilman Dustin Hillis says that officials are talking about new rules for the scooters. Those rules could include a 15-mile-an-hour speed limit, requiring people to wear helmets and only ride them in bike lanes or the street when possible. Hillis says that the council is still working out the details, which could take several weeks to finalize. There are more than 200 shareable motorized scooters and mopeds in Atlanta. Georgia Republican U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson is pushing back on tariffs based on, quote, national security grounds. Isaacson is co-sponsoring two pieces of legislation which are aimed at proposed tariffs on imported automobiles, as well as steel and aluminum tariffs on those imports from U.S. allies. The bipartisan legislation includes a bill that would prevent the U.S. Department of Commerce from imposing the auto tariffs without a study of the industry by the International Trade Commission. Isaacson says the state's automotive industry represents nearly $3 billion in gross state product in Georgia, with more than 300 auto-related facilities. In sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Washington Nationals last night by a final score of 8-3. Atlanta is still chasing Philadelphia in the division standings, sitting only half a game behind the Phillies for first place. The Braves and the Nationals will meet in an early game this afternoon. The first pitch is scheduled for 1:05. For more news, please visit gpbnews.org.